Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, I'm happy to be in your presence once again today to bring my soul and my heart, my whole life into your light, to listen to you, to sit at your feet as you speak to me. I believe you're here. We're here together. I believe that you're interested in my life, my heart, my needs, and that you'll speak to me through this meditation, through the words of the gospel, through the inspirations of my heart and mind. I hope in you. Your hope or hope in you drives all that I do and my choices and decisions. I count on everything you've said is true, and I trust it. I'm confident in it. And I live according to it, to your power, to your goodness, to your teaching. I hope in you. And I love you, Lord. I love you for the way you love souls, the way you love the world, the way you love me. I love the world you've created, family you've given me, spiritual family and vocation you've given me. I love it all. Love the way you challenge me and permit me to be challenged, the way you let me respond to you freely and embrace both the good and the crosses out of love. Love you for the respect you show me by respecting my freedom and yes, insisting and inviting, but also accepting the pace of my yes. Trust in you, Lord, and I'm grateful for this time of prayer, grateful for the opportunity to spend this moment of meditation, grateful for all your blessings, for the health I enjoy, the gifts I have, relationships. Thank you. And I humble myself now, turning my mind to just expectantly listen to you speaking to me through this gospel. I want to imagine myself now in this scene as I read it, walk alongside you through the field, see what disciples do, hear your conversation with them, discuss with you my own reactions, and kind of put myself in the scene. Matthew 12, 1 to 8. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, he said to them, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry, how he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." As I imagine myself there in the scene, I'm thinking, Lord, if we're walking through a field of grain, imagine a little bit outside of town or moving between towns or just left, whatever it is, if we're walking through them and we're doing it on the Sabbath, how did the Pharisees know? It says when the Pharisees saw this. So are they walking along with you? Were they spying at a distance? Did they have implants that told you, but that says they saw it? Makes me think they were with you. They were kind of following and listening and maybe on one hand trying to understand, but maybe also following you to report back, to have a certain control over you and comment publicly when you say something. "Hey, but no, not exactly that. Remember, this is what the law says." Like a oversight trying to control your ministry and your word. They were fluttering about and observing and quality control on you. Whatever it is, they saw and they took issue with you and they challenged you. And you allowed yourself to be challenged. Because even in the challenging and the questioning and even the control, it was another opportunity for you to preach, teach, reveal, and even win them over. You loved them too. You wanted them to see and question and ask so that you could evangelize them, soften their hearts, reveal to them the kingdom. So when they question their eating of grain or walking in the Sabbath too much, you point them to David. What David did, like he even went into God's house and stole the bread of offering, or at least took it for himself. And really, he shouldn't have. His companions couldn't do that lawfully. He couldn't. It was really only for the priests. That's what the law said. And yet he went into the temple and took the priest's reserve of bread because he and his companions were hungry. Imagine it was a time of war, maybe a time where they were in need. But David felt he was free to make exceptions to the law. And even the priests who are working in the temple violate the law. I'm sure they had to be busy about all the tasks of the temple on the Sabbath, and that required them to walk a lot back and forth, run around, and they probably walked further than was permitted for the average Jew. Or there were some temple or some laws that they were breaking just in carrying out their duties, and they could do that. Exceptions were made. And I just think, Jesus, your word is, the laws revealed by God are not absolutes. They were meant for something, and there were exceptions, but there's even a bigger exception, especially when you say something greater than the temple's here, me. And I have mercy in my heart, not sacrifice primarily. The mercy that I have is bring back the lost children of Israel, those who do not discover a relationship with me through the law, through the worship of the temple, those who cannot access me that way. I want to extend this family, yes, of the Jews. I've come to you as your Messiah, but I want to focus you beyond. All that I revealed in the Old Testament has met its purpose and now needs to be taken a step further, fulfilled, brought to its completion in the new worship that I will set up in the Eucharist and the sacraments of the church. There's a continuity here that you want the Pharisees to be open to. Jesus makes me want to ask myself, are there ways you're stretching me? That what got me here isn't what's going to keep me here. Those truths that you revealed to me that are true and continue to be true, is there a new way I need to be open to applying and living them? Is there a new level of mercy you're asking of me? New level of detachment? Ways that I said it has to be this way, and you're telling me, no, it doesn't. Or yes, it did need to be that way for a time, but now that same truth, that same love, that same call needs to be expressed this way now. I'm calling you to greater things, different things, new things. And it's the relationship that perdures, that continues on. That's what's essential. Be open to the new things I'm bringing. I know Francis says this in a way. He said, be open to the surprises of God. Be open to the way God is inviting you to new things. And Jesus, I want to examine my life and my heart in this prayer. What new things are you asking of me? That so that I don't get ossified or attached to my ways, to my thinking, but always new to evolution and growth. Not to let go of dogma, let go of what truths you've already revealed that are eternal, but let go of maybe forms and shapes and times and places and certain traditions in order to receive the newness you're always bringing to my heart and to my life. And I pray finally for confidence and trust to know that I'm always where I need to be when I'm with you. And that if you're asking it of me, I can be safe, confident, trusting. Lead me, Lord, guide me. So that in no way am I misunderstanding the newness you're asking me to follow, and that I don't let go of old things that are good things and that are eternally new, and that you want me to always keep a grasp on and present. Help me to understand what's the newness you want and the oldness I should let go of. Take some time now to listen, to let you speak to me. And then I'll formulate a resolution for the day, the way this prayer and conversation with you and dialogue with myself can inform my thoughts, words, and actions to be ever more aligned and free in you, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.